Welcome to Open Minds, the weekly sermon podcast from Christ Church Anglican Cathedral in Vancouver, Canada. Reflections provoking thought at the intersection of faith and culture.
Time. Time. There's a time to wake up and a time to go to sleep. There's a time to go to school and a time to come home. There's a time to work and a time to play. But what is time? Some people say that time is like a line. But what would that even look like? What's this? This is like time in a line. Look, this is the very beginning. It's so new. But it's getting older. This part that was like a beginning isn't so new anymore. It's getting older. I've tied it in a knot. I wonder if it'll keep going on forever. No, it has an end. And now we have a beginning that is old and an ending that's new. We have a beginning that's like an ending and an ending that's like a beginning. Do you know what the church did? The church took the ending that's like a beginning and the beginning that's like an ending and tied them together so that we would always know that for every beginning, there is an ending, and for every ending, there is a beginning. This is the circle of the church year. We have our three great mysteries, our three great Sundays. We have Christmas and Easter and Pentecost. And great mysteries take a long time for us to get ready. Sometimes we walk through these mysteries and don't even see them. And so we have times to get ready. We have Advent, 2, 3, 4 Sundays in Advent to help us get ready for Christmas. And then we have Lent, the time to get ready for Easter. 3, 4, 5, 6 Sundays in Lent. Easter is an even bigger mystery than Christmas. We need longer to get ready. It's such a big mystery that it spills out into 6 more Sundays. The season of Easter is when we get ready for Pentecost. And then we have all of these green and growing Sundays. I'm not even going to count them. Should we try building it again? But watch carefully. Because the church uses color to keep track of time, as well as clocks. So we start with Christmas. And then we have Easter and Pentecost, our three great mysteries. And great mysteries take time to get ready, so we have Advent. 4 Sundays in Advent. Advent is blue for Mary because we couldn't have Jesus without Mary. And then we have 6 Sundays in Lent. Purple is the color of kings, And Jesus was a king, but not the kind of king that people were expecting to come. He was a very different kind of king. And then Jesus was on the cross, and he rose again, and the season of Easter happens. And the disciples were starting to get to know Jesus in a new way. But then, one day, he went up to a mountain, and he went away again. And then a few days later, the Holy Spirit came down and set flame upon the tongues of all of the disciples. And we have Pentecost. That's why Pentecost is red. And then we have some Sundays between Christmas and Lent. The most there can ever be here is 9. So we'll put 9 here for now. And then we have the Sundays after Pentecost. Do you know what the Sundays after Pentecost are called? They're called the Sundays after Pentecost. And now it's the summer. It's the time of growing. And we're out and going to the beach and going on vacation. And then it's the end of the summer. It's time for new things, new routines, and new schools. And then the routine starts to get kind of normal again. And the days are getting darker and darker and darker. And suddenly, when it feels like the light just might go out, it's time for Advent. There's an ending and a time for a new beginning. It's time to get ready for Christmas again. And then we have Christmas, Easter, and Pentecost. Advent and Lent to get ready. We have green and growing Sundays. We have everything we need here. For every beginning, there is an ending, and for every ending, there is a beginning, and it goes on and on forever and ever. I wonder what color you liked best.
Thanks for listening to the Open Minds podcast. For more information on the Cathedral, its ministries, and how you can get involved, go to www.thecathedral.ca.